Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the State of Illinois Board Meeting. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. Today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Barbara Currie. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Brad. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome to the April 15th, 2021 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We've certainly done so several times during these past months. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's April 2nd, 2021 disaster proclamation, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference gives members of the public the opportunity to listen to the meeting and, if they are so inclined, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we proceed, Brad mentioned that we're being audio recorded, but we are also being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act to ensure that any public remarks given this morning can be documented and connected to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. We have a quorum. Three members is enough to provide a quorum, and we are unfortunately missing Member Santos today. She's unable to be with us because of a family emergency. We have no announcements, so let's move right into public comments. And this is a portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator, Brad, would you please now come online to tell us how members of the public may log a request to make a comment.
If you wish to make a comment at this time, you may press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. You'll hear a tone indicating you've been placed in queue. Again, for any comments at this time, please press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. And at this time, there are no public comments in queue.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Brad. We'll go right into approval of the minutes. We have the April 1st, 2021 regular board meeting minutes on the agenda. Member Polyvos moves to adopt to approve the minutes, and Member Van Wee seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Three voting yes, none voting no. The minutes are approved. And now to the regular agenda. Our only rulemaking on today's agenda is R-2019, a final opinion and order, and it's mine. On March 30th, 2020, Illinois EPA submitted a rulemaking proposal to create a new Part 845 of the board's regulations. This new part would regulate the standards for the disposal of coal combustion residuals in surface impoundments throughout the state. On April 16th, 2020, the board adopted the rules first
here?
Notice. What?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah? Did something go wrong? Brad?
Oh, we still hear you.
Okay. All right, then I'll go on. All right, so the board held two sets of statewide hearings. First was in August of 2020 in Springfield, the second in late September and early October in Chicago. Because of COVID-19, in addition to the physical location available for every hearing, the board offered remote participation through WebEx. More than 120 members of the public offered oral public comments, and many others added with their written reports. On February 4th, 2021, the board issued its second notice order and published the rules in the Illinois Register. At its March 16th, 2021 meeting, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules asked, and the board agreed, to up to 45 additional days of second notice review. At its April 13, 2021 meeting, JCAR voted to issue a certificate of no objection to the rule. This order adopts the rule as Part 845 of the Board's regulations and directs the clerk to submit the rule for publication in the Illinois Register. In addition to the baseline provided by the federal rules, these new rules provide several new features, opportunities for robust public participation, a focus on making sure that those communities that are suffering from environmental injustice are priorities when we're establishing the closure schedule, and ensuring that financial responsibility for closure and post-closure care stays with the owner-operator and not with the taxpayer. The board is very grateful to all who participated in the rulemaking, and particularly to the many members of the public who decided to weigh in. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Polybos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Three voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And then into adjudicatory cases. First, we have PCB 21-43, a proposed settlement. Member Polybos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On December 18, 2020, the people filed a two-count complaint against Dennis Mooney. The complaint concerns Mooney's excavation trucking business located in Madison County. On April 1, 2020, the people and Mooney filed a stipulation and proposed settlement accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement. Under the proposed stipulation, Mooney admits the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $7,250. In this draft order, the board directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, three voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next item, another proposed settlement. Again, Member Polybos, it is PCB 21-57.
Thank you. On February 8, 2021, the people filed a five-count complaint against Crystal Cold, LLC. Simultaneously, the party filed a stipulation and proposed settlement accompanied by a request from the hearing requirement. The board provided notice of the stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief in the journal on March 10, 2021. The board did not receive any requests for hearing. Under the proposed settlement, Crystal Cold agrees to pay a civil penalty of $12,500. This draft order accepts the proposed stipulation and proposed settlement. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos? I'm sorry. Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Three voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next item, another proposed settlement, PCB 21-58. Member Polybos.
Thank you. On February 11, 2021, the people filed a two-count complaint against the Village of Mineral. Simultaneously, the parties filed a stipulation and proposed settlement. The board provided notice of the stipulation and settlement in the Bureau County Republican on March 13, 2021. The board did not receive any requests for hearing. Under the stipulation and settlement, Mineral neither admits nor denies alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $1,077. In this order, the board accepts the stipulation and proposed settlement. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Three voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the next item is also a proposed settlement, PCB 21-59, and it goes to Member Polybos.
Thank you. On February 11, 2021, the people filed a five-count complaint against Hensland Painting Contractors. Simultaneously, the parties filed a stipulation and proposed settlement. The board provided notice of the stipulation and proposed settlement in the Ford County Record on March 11, 2021. The board did not receive any requests for hearing. Under the proposed settlement, Hansland admits alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $13,000. In this order, the board accepts the stipulation and proposed settlement. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Three voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And we seem still to be on the order of Palivos, but we're now moving to tax certifications. And as long as there's no objection, my understanding is that Member Palivos would like to move the following six items together. They are PCB 21-79, 2180, 2181, 2182, 2183, and 2184. Is there any objection? Hearing none, proceed, Member Palivos.
Thank you. In the next six cases, the board received recommendations from the IEPA to certify the facilities as pollution control facilities for preferential treatment under the property tax code. Based on the board's technical unit review and the IEPA's recommendations, the board certifies these facilities as pollution control facilities. I move the draft orders.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Three voting yes, none voting no. All six orders are approved. And the next item is also a tax certification. Also, Member Palivos, it is PCB 21-85.
Thank you. On March 26, 2021, the IEPA filed a recommendation that the board should deny a tax certificate for facilities of the Raccoon Creek Farm, LLC. Raccoon Creek has 35 days after IEPA's filing to contest the recommendation. If Raccoon Creek does not contest the recommendation, the board may then deny certification. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Santos? I'm sorry, I got it on my mind. Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Three voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it, the order is approved. And now again, we're into more tax certifications, and as long as there's no objection, I understand that Member Palivos would like to move the next four cases together. They are all, as I say, tax certifications, PCB 21-86, 2187, 2188, and 2189. Hearing no objection, Member Palivos.
Thank you. In the next four cases, the board received recommendations from the IEPA to certify the facilities as pollution control facilities for preferential treatment under the property tax code. Based on the board's technical unit review and the IEPA's recommendations, the board certifies these facilities as pollution control facilities. I move the draft orders.
So Member Palivos moves the adoption of the four orders, seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Hearing none. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, three voting yes, none voting no. All four orders are approved. We have no other items, and I think we're ready unless somebody has new business they wish to bring before us. We have no other items. There will be then a motion to adjourn. Member Van Wee moves to adjourn, seconded by Member Palivos. Any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Three voting yes, none voting no. The motion is approved, and this meeting is adjourned. Many thanks to all participants, all the board members, and also the staff and members of the public who were with us this morning. Thank you, thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, everyone.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Bye. Thank you for your participation.